Sean, well said. Okay, so we're talking about Kinshaney, we saw Sif Dalid, we saw Sif Hay. What comes out of this? Says the Mishnah Brura, well, Sibot Bahachmir Bit Kwi Shape, right? But number one is Pashut. It's Sarach Lahachmir. It's Varin. Kalin Labishal, however that is. Kimo. Maliach Hayoshan. Ikuyas. Right, that is really not much for 2 weeks ago. It's a Mishnah that those are more chal. That's not so controversial. What are controversial? Number two is the Urayan, which becomes the Ramah in Sifhei, even though Ramah in Sifhei did not say this generally, but the Rebbe is quoted by Rava in Sifhei, says, Toshishim Shekol Davar Hu Kale Habishol. After all, you never know what's Kale Habishol and what's the marker for that. Not only is the Yoshin Kuya 6, but the marker for that is Bela. Why? Because there it says, separately the Yoshin Kuya 6. You can't say everything might be like once you have Melas. Okay. Number three is the day, one day in Tosos. There's a message from the Vashel. Bechol Dover. So it's the Tavlin. Okay, what does Tavlin mean? The Chazanish says, well, lemon is Tavlin. They have been sliced. And the one that says, onions are Tavlin. They have been sliced. But if the most needs, we are. And number four was, says the Chayim Adam, Kvisheni, Shehayad, Nechrespo equals Kvishon. I mean, it's called Kvishon, but the same power as Kvishon, and it is the Vashon. The Mishnah Brura says all these are good reasons to be Machron and Kvisheni, which is basically why you can sort of never. By the time Mishnah says the Mishnah Brura that all these are good reasons to be machmer. There's Messi and Abashel, there is Dash and Ali Bishal, and of course it's Yadir Hesbo, which we have to be careful about. Then the Poshuts. So the Mishnah has many reasons to be machmer in a cliche. Are there any? Is anything still mutter in a cliche? So basically, there have to be something mutter in a cliche because the Gemara matters that in a cliche. What are the? What are the only things that are mutter in a cliche? What? Yayin Mayim, sorry, and Shemen. This is summarized actually in the Bir Halacha. Even though it appears all over the place. In Yud, he says, also leading tablet, etc. He made Bishari Devarim. Chutz me mayim b'shemen karm revur le'elvus epedish lezar l'chachila af b'kli sheini. Bishari Devarim is like vice. It's right, tablet, mayim, and shemen. Everything the tablet, mayim, and shemen is also b'kli sheini. So it's the only thing that is mutter. Things that are mutter b'kli sheini. Mayim, Shemen, and Tablet. Right? Because we know they're not Kali Bishal, because the Gemara discusses them. The Gemara says Tablet are not Kali Bishal. The Gemara says they can put, Mishnah says we can put Tablet and Kwicheni. The Gemara, that man says Shemen and Kwicheni. And the Gemara in the Sugya of the Seifel Bati, etc., even though we'll see it's the Cloak is priest, but the Gemara said you can order Mishnah. Okay, so these are the three things that we're Mishnah gets at Mishpura, unless it's Yad Mechizbo. Right? It's Yad Mechizbo, then all bets are off. Mayim, Shemen, and Tachlit. Okay, now, Mayim Shemen is actually interesting. And, yeah?
Seems
I'm not sure if I'm totally following you, but give me a second to clarify it. What else did the Mishnah Berurah matter in a Klisheni? In earlier in the Dalit, Sivkatan, exactly. Sivkatan, which was it? The Lashon Etzanin, right, which was Lashon Etzanin, was Chaf Gimel, was it? Well, Arva also Tasha Utech Klisheni Yesh LeHakel and Dover Lashon Etzanin. Okay, now the Shogun of Harav here in Sivkat and Yudbeis adds something. He says, look at the Machaber in Yudbeis. What does the Machaber say? You gimel mutter liting itom shel mayim o shel shar mashkin bikli sheni sheish bo mayim chayim. Well, pivishon usher. You can put a jug of water or other mashkin in a sheni to have a pivishon. Okay, it's pretty much worse than Machaber. You can put mashkin drinks in a sheni. Says the Shulchan Aruch here in September the base that shows drinks are not kali vishal. Does the Mishnah Berurah agree with him? The Shulchan Aruch in Gimel, when the Machaber said before, you put mashkin in the cliche. Shulchan Aruch says that there's no shash and kali initial, and it's no problem. Why is that controversial to pass like the Machaber? With the Shulchan Aruch Ashkenazi, says that shas when we saw the Machaber, if you're smart, be seder. But if you're Ashkenazi, who says you always follow the Machaber? The Mishnah Berurah, I think, did not agree with the Shulchan Aruch. He didn't say anything on Sifkat Gimel. I'll read you Sifkat Gimel again. It's pretty boring. So, Moto Litan Kidr Shalmayim, Moshal Shar Mashkin, the Chli Sheini Sheish Bomayim Chamin, Bok Tidri Shamas. That's the Makadra. We follow him. Shulchan Aruch says, yes, look it up. It's Sifkat Beis in the Shulchan Aruch. But I think it's Mokhrif, the Mishnah Berurah does not. For example, in Bir Halach Sifkat, he says, he made the shard of our cooking mayim b'shemen from Ravur to Elvis of Hagish to Zoro to Chachil and Kishay. Everything about mayim b'shemen. But why say mayim b'shemen? Just say mashkin. Obviously, he thinks that Rechoshi's mashkin could be in Kaliyavich. And that's even more of a flourish in the Mishnah Berurah about making tea, which is the Sifkat Lamentes, he says at a certain point. Give me a second. At the end of Lama Tess, he says, "Machrik sheitzar lishtos yitin ha'essence atzoni natocha kol shoshebo la'achtir ma'imkan tocha." First, pour hot water into your mug, then put the tea. Then you're putting the tea sets into a cliche. You could also put cooled off milk into the cliche. Maybe if it was once boiled, it just cooled off. You could put milk in the cliche. Every single cooler basket, like the British, the American cliche. Also, there was a limit to the cliche. You can't pour on it from a TV show. You can only put it in a cliche. So, what does he say here? He says that you can put T essence in English. Then Well, subject was essence, sense. Let's call it T essence. You can put T essence in a cliché meat if it was cooked and cool off. You could put milk in a cliché meat if it was cooked and cool off. Shimmitstani. Sounds like only because it's already cooked once. But sorry, I'm not going to finish. He doesn't see, but never cooked liquids in a cliché meat. So it sounds in the Mishnah like he disagrees. Would you add, so in other words, would you add all mashkin to this list that is not really cliché? Not so poshut. The Machaber says yes. Not necessarily the Shulchan Achrab says yes. The Mishnah Berurah sounds like no. And all the modern day Sfarim say no. For example, in the Shmir Shabbos Bilchasa says, Klisheni, etc. Yotzim Nepalazehime Mayim Vehashemin Vatavlin. Only Mayim Shemin Vatavlin, not any raw mashkin. And then in the footnote, he explains, see the Shulchan Aharav, and see the Mechel Shabbos disagrees, and see the Shabura, who seems pretty clearly to disagree, etc. Okay, the Maisa, the Minigol, is that Sharmashkin, Shulchan Aharav, Alpi the Machaber, say motor, the mashmaos of the Mishnah Berurah, and the contemporary poskim. Here, Shabbos Kofasa, the Kulei say Kofasa. The ones that were machmaos from mashkin, it's not such an afkamino, because we're mako on Mishnah and Mishnah Blach. We're only machmaos from mashkin if they were never cooked yet. Most mashkin they have were already cooked once. Our milk was passport. And, you know, again, I don't know exactly how many mashkin we have, but most of our mashkin is pretty cooked, in which case it's not such a kamina. But, theoretically, let's say you had raw milk, there are raw milk people. So if you put your raw milk, unpasteurized milk, into coffee or tea in a chain, the Shulchan Aharav would say yes to the mashkin, but you assume no, we're close to Kali Abishal, even though I admit, I'm not sure what the logic is that Kolo should be Kali Abishal, water isn't. You never know. Maybe there's something that cooking with Kolo that is easier than Lamaisa, it's still a big fish. Or water's not Kali Abishal. But the mice and the man they post to our Machron Mashkin. I'm not saying the Shepherd Nickel, but all the Sifri Psak nowadays are Machron like Shabura against Rab. They can't add all Mashkin to the list of what could make a Kashi Habishal wish. It's only Mayim Shemin and Tab. Okay. The Chazan, yeah?
We passed from them.
The
Chazan says also does not want to be right.
Ah, give me a second. Yeah.
Mayim, does that include ice, or?
Does mayim include ice? Or it does. Or it does. Meaning, if you're Ashkenazic, you cannot take a bowl of ice and submerge it in a cliché, just because then you're melting ice. But if you're talking about an ice cube in your soup, right, like little kid soup, then what? Or iced coffee. Iced coffee might be less of a problem, as we'll see later. There's so much ice that nothing is a half. Right? Meaning iced coffee. No one thinks you're cooking the ice. You are anti-cooking the coffee. But let's say you put your soup's just too hot, and you're told, hey, you put a ice cube. I know you do that. Prove itself. But I know you do that. As they say nowadays. So that would be water, because the ice cube is water.
But you're not. Either way, it's happening. Water.
I'm not sure you're right.
Goes with the negative ice, and you agree with it.
I mean, besides the fact that we're making a lot of teachings for water, like you're saying, my other take, let's say a condition, right? Let's say you put a ton of ice in the condition. So it's that maybe at first it can get cooked. You're right. Okay, let me think about it. Sorry, dear. Okay, now what does the Chazon Ish say? Ben the Chazon Ish. Again, here we have for a only. Of course, I agree that there are certain specific foods that are, when you say spoon, that are probably initial, but we sort of bow that I can. However, he says this question that everything's probably initial and safe, right? Hey, you can take a seat. That's not what it sounds like. Shas Adrava taught the sugya. Now, this melech in the point, we know Paschal like it. And have some reason. He says we don't like this. Messick and Lavash, what is one day toast if they need up the answer Paschal? It's not Shabbat. And the Yad Nechvei spoke, says, wow, you know what's the idea? It wasn't said. No one ever said it by Shabbos told me I owe them not true. Says the Chazon Ish basically, except for things you know are Kali official. What kind of things do you know are Kali official? Obviously, he's not giving an exhaustive list. He says eggs, because you do make soft boiled eggs, and those are very Kali to be bashel, bread. Says, you know what, bread is not just the uranium. You know, it's a smog, it's others that say once you're gonna be against the I understand it's probably ambitious, it's very baked, it's very easy, to cook and then bring the eggs. Bring that egg in. I'm gonna stop. I'm just bringing specific things he says. So, what are specific? What? It may go, I said. Although it is funny, what he says there. We'll get back to that in a second. He says me'ikradin. He's a little suspicious of the chayyadim. He says me'ikradin. It is mutter. What does he add to this? He says, and the chazon ish. He adds beitzim. Pass. Okay, it's not an exhaustive list. Or I'm sure you'd say quick oats. They're special quick oats. Probably official. You know, that's like literally Yoshi Kuyas asked to know that. You know, I'm sure he would say.
They're a mom.
Minastam, but however, he does say at a certain point, he says at the end, he says some akronim say, he's the who looks for things that akronim. The Taz says onions cooker. It's true. The Taz says onions cooker easily. Magnum doesn't say that. He says onions are not Mexican flesh. I'm talking about whether or not they cook easily. But he says, whatever we find, onions. Yeah, I don't know if onions really cook so easily. Again, the Chazon Ish ends up getting into the same broch as everyone else who finds something they're grown in. But in any case, the Chazon Ish says, however, the Plisheni, being Machron Plisheni, is only a is a mid-hug. People are knowing to be Machron Plisheni, even though it's really mutter. Meir Gradin, and that's what he says here in a second. He says mutter. But then he says Miukiban she'eno ella chumra b'mashe nagu nagu. Says, you know what? The people are no heig to be machmir, says at the very end. In a klisheni, he admits people are knowing to be machmir in klisheni, even though it's really mutter. People are knowing to be machmir, and therefore the maisa, it's not so clear as what he thinks you should do. I admit, he thinks it's mutter, but nagu lahachmir. That's what he says here. There it is. No, again, the hacker, even though it's not true. Right? But, no, again, let hacker, I'll be a Rama. Because, now, Rama doesn't exactly say that everything is. I'll give the hacker. Okay. I'll do whatever. No, again, the hacker, the mice of the chas, ish things be dina. It's mutter, but all normal things in Klisheni, right? Let's say again. Me dina called ma'achal ragil. Mutter the Klisheni. Aval nahagu lahachmer, he admits the minig is lahachmer. He doesn't say whether he himself thinks it's followed or not, but he sort of gives them the minig of lahachmer and they start fighting. The mice of the minig of olam is being the chavish and being shprinikin, where machmer and klisheni, and shpur is machmer for any reason, three reasons. And chavish, maybe I'll see the machmer is not going to fight with the minig. What might the nafgamina be? The nafgamina might be, klish lishi. The nafgamina might be klish lishi. Here's a fascinating question. What about klish lishi? Right? Is klish lishi also usher for various reasons? And most worrisome would be the price of the or is klish lishi not usher? So this is a big machlokas. Let's start with the start. The uranium. The uranium is 125% clear. No, he's 1,000% clear. Hilchos Yizar Adar Shlo Lahachtas B'Shabbos Shum Dabar. Shum Dabar, B'Kli Sheni, V'Af B'Kli Shlishi She'yatzel Benesbel. Now, the Rishonim often had, the Achronim had other Rishonim's teachings of the uranium. And they didn't necessarily have a book. Not everyone quoted this part. But if you look inside the uranium, all starts in the uranium. The assumption is, like Ash says, will later Klisheni just means anything that's not a Klisheni. Not that there's a halos Yisro Klisheni, but whatever kind of Klisheni is called a Klisheni. The Klisheni means what was on the stove, so on fire. Klisheni, but differently. Klisheni loved Avshan, therefore even Klisheni is Asher and Lachor, even Klisheni, Klichamishi, etc., as long as he had so much stove. Klisheni is loved Avshan, so the uranium is an Oser. That's one of the reasons why we're healing or not for Klisheni, because he says it all comes to be great, and I look up the great inside instead of through a Klisheni, as it were. Then you'll see the uranium said explicitly, it's on your makor sheet, the afik Klisheni sheyatzel let us know. Says the Chazon Ish the same thing, the Svara, there's no difference in Klisheni and a Klisheni. Be ready, be sorry. The Rav's Brisker Masorah was, but there's no difference between Klisheni and Klisheni. It's all the same. Right, Klisheni is Lavdavka. So there are many reasons to Aser A, Klishlishi. However, there are many reasons to Matar a Klishlishi. Who is the main Matar of Klishlishi? The Prima Gunn. The Prima Gunn is very, very fresh. He points out that in the Sugya of Ambati, there's a Sugya later on of Ambati. If you have Aleph, I think an Aleph is the Ambati, yeah. Ambati is what we call an Ambati, right? A bathtub. And there's a Chumra Klisheni here.
And says the base, says the base Yosef, the Chumar Dantish said, Flishi is not. Says the Bach, what are you talking about? Maybe he got to it for first. Says the Bach there, what are you talking about? Flishi is not Bachka. Anything, everything is a cliche except for a huge. So, says the Prima Gadim. Now, they're arguing that Ambati is a very, very specific case. Says the Prima Gadim. Poatin, Ambati is not doing a Kali Bishop. Right? That's what they're water, which is not Kali Bishop. He says, Poatin, they would say the same thing he thinks about Kali Bishop, and we should pass like Rishi Yosef and get the Bach. That a cliche is different than a cliche. So let's put here a cliche. Cliche. What are the two drachen? Do you say it is the same as cliche? Because shamey is lav davka. It just means later cli. Or do you say no? Klishemi osir, but klishlishi is mutter. There's no message of a vashel of klishlishi. Klishlishi, it looks so different that no one's going to be confused. And there's no kali vishel of klishlishi. And klishlishi, even a kali vishel of won't come here. Yeah, and if they go, all out of there from the day, that's here. Even klishemi, by the way, are you in check? No, no herring, no. You would feel like towards me? Okay. Oh, okay, fine. The 91 degrees, right? The machine said 91 degrees in Sherry's office, the Tommy Arba. Ready?
How long?
The water bar machine, whatever you call it. And for some reason, it's called the Tommy Arba. So I filled the cup, with Jamie, for the 91 degree, right? It was 91 degrees? 91 degree water, which is pretty hot, if you trust it. And I touch it with my finger, and my yacht is not mechbis. So even a cliche that came from a yadin for 100 degrees, 91 degrees, different. But I even counted to Mrs. or Mrs. or something. You know, I'm gonna press my flock. And no mechbis. So we see that, you know, even a cliche is usually not. Unique circumstances. The post will say, everyone says, never need that house. But you're never going to have such a unless you get like, you know, a special slide for that. So, the Klishlishi would be an answer. It's not Yadne Klishbo, it's not Messi Mabashal, right? So, when it comes to, let's just say, one machlokas is if you're Aleph. The din of Ambati. So here, the Bach said, cliche is the difference. The Bach said, there's no such word as cliche. It's just called a cliche. And the Beis Yosef said, no, shemi aser, shlishi mutter. Now, they're not talking about Kali Bishop. But you might say it's a parallel. That's Beis Yosef versus Bach. Beis Yosef. But let's take our case. How about Shash of Kali Habishol? So, here you have the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim, or Moshe quotes the Prima Gadim, because Moshe said it many, many times here in our Siman and other Simanim. Right here in the Eishal of Abraham, Lamed Hey, he says, Yim Yish Lachalik Ben Klishen in the Shlishi Ayim Beis Yosef, the Bach doesn't bring in the Chalik, a few clear repeated Klishen in Hashiv. The Yosef disagrees, the Ayin, etc. He says bread and tea is mutter in a klish slishi. Okay. The Prima Gadim, and nowadays the famous follower of the Prima Gadim, Moshe, and the Moshe says the Moshe.
Shlishi is
very thick.
Yeah, but
so here's the tricky part. Once you have me on Facebook, you have to just. So that's the tricky part, of course, because, you know, burns just depend on time. Even a very, very not serious heat, even a barely yatsu lettuce bow will burn you if you are exposed to it for long enough. I mean, if I stick my hand, even if it's a not such hot burn, and I leave it there for 3 minutes, I can get burnt. It starts to feel uncomfortable at a certain point. And at the warming sign, it should get burnt. So in the Dirishu, I forget which number it was, we looked up together. It quoted from
a whole bunch of my posting. That's how hot it is.
It's so hot that you're out of nechbe spring. That's very hot.
Yes,
just said Erev Tasha Kam last night for two editions of Neivanim. And he makes that book. He explains all the spirit things about. Okay, let's see if we'll get to it. Anyway, Kitzer, the Klishlishi, I still think it's a rock book. I think even if you put your finger in there, we won Mississippi.
I'm going to try it.
We can go that serious and do it every year.
So that's not as hot as I heard it was. It was like perfect temperature.
Yes. Okay. No, maybe the buttons like extra heat.
Yeah, so I just boil it.
At home, I have a
problem. Yeah, we'll
it's fine for you. It's fine. Okay. The Okay.
And there's kind of sort
of Mimsa. Okay, let's go back to where we were, Vosai. As an ish, theoretically, we'll put a little asterisk of the rug, Masor from the rug, that he didn't hold completely shlishi, he held it all just chain words. Brian Willig certainly goes this way. He says, especially by T, because like there are so I there. But let's say more perhaps universally recognized. The big question is, what about the Mishnah? Right?
Was there a writer was it within the Mishnah?
What?
Is it where we put the writer set different than the Mishnah? There's no?
No. I just mean, based on the writer's idea about different, right? Well, it takes in a different direction than the Mishnah. Member by himself probably would have seen us trying to use that promotion.
Okay, he takes his direct to the
further direction. How about the Mishnah? How does the Mishnah? So where did the Mishnah bring down this Prima Gavim? Exactly the words, the case of the Prima Gavim, the Gavi Lots, two letters?
Pass.
Right? The Gavi Pass, that is Sifkatan Mem He. What does he say? He says, pass, do an Eklishli sheet. He says, use a ledo, and then you'll have a suffix Eklishli sheet, suffix Eklishli, and that's enough, together with Mandavar 8, Bishalakarathia, to be ego. So when it comes to pass, you totally bring down the spring gun. What the fuck? The spring gun said two things. Who said two things? Pass and T. Right? I read you the spring gun. I won't be making it up. You could check yourself. The Oser Pasmik Lishani Hakli Shlishi, the T Vikadoma. Right? He says T. That's it. T, and what's strange about the Shishibura? When it comes to Pas, he says, oh, here we go. When it comes to T, what is the one thing you don't say? He doesn't say T in the Shlishi. Very strangely, he doesn't say the Prima Gavim for T. I'm very cute. So what's shot? Right. So one option is he just like had some reason he wasn't in the mood to talk about making tea in a fish. Which is funny. Meaning if you're British, then it's touched that you'd rather drink sewer water. pilgrim say to me, you know what? Not being British, just an American pilgrim. Until they started, you know, Orthodox Judaism in America, strong Orthodox Judaism in America. Everyone needed to be English. We're just going to bother to discuss it. No one had a half a meeting, even at days or shops. That's what Dovi might say to me. But the Prima Gunther talked many times about English. Meaning, if the Prima Gunther discussed it, it's funny that the Mr. Brewer would not discuss it if he agreed. And the Prima Gunther, he quoted this and cut the Prima Gunther. Like, it's striking that, again, you could say, you know, I didn't mention 18 in Clear Solution. First of all, it's like a great solution. Ah, just because it wouldn't come out good. But then why did the Prima Gunther discuss it? And the Prima Gunther had low culinary standards, but the Mr. Brewer had higher. I don't know much about the personality of the Prima Gunther. But from what I've heard of the personality of the Mr. Brewer, it's a little rough. Okay. He was not well known for being big, boxed and dashes. So again, if no posting to the Mishra had in front of him this minute had mentioned it, he might have said he getting on the duty. But if the Prima Gunther discussed it, the Mishra doesn't discuss it. Maybe he just thinks even though the Prima Gunther discussed it, no one now in the Mishra would be interested in that much. It's wrong. The steam as Mr. Brewer is that bit saver throughout the Mishlacher of the Hebrew line, Klishlishi. He's Masoni about Klishlishi. Bit saver of another factor, he's going to be Mikkel. But without another saver, he's not going to be Mikkel. Meaning, clearly, maybe he knows something or a body will tell us that we pass up from the Mishlacher of the I got someone asked me before, what's better? Two shiur ago. To leave as general policy, leave your ladle in the soup on Friday night if people might put bread or mouth in the soup or leave it out of the soup. If you leave it out of the soup, then you have to be mako, a light of motion, most postkin, on the drops of Bishal or Bishal water. If you leave it in the soup, then you have to be mako that maybe now it's your body to be shown and then the soup will be your body to be of bread or matzah. So, which is better? So, in the modern day, all the modern day svarim, they're much more worried about leaving the ladle in the soup than about mishloach or mishloach. It's they're all very worried about leaving the soup. Much more about it. Really need to be. But the maisa, it's better to leave the ladle out of the soup if people are in the pot. Not if people are in the soup. But if people are going to put bread slash matzah in the soup, better to leave the ladle outside of the soup and make drops, which is sort of a bubble by all the modern day postkin, then to leave it in the soup and make a lot the bread and matzah in your soup, which is not. Okay, so that has an answer.
Is a question about tea?
No, tea is not cooked at all. What they do is they leave it out to dry in the sun. But it's not cooked at all.
You don't dry it.
They don't cook it at all. They don't apply any heat to tea other than leaving it out to dry. And that is, you know, that's not cooked. You know, that's official Bahama on a sizzling August day, whatever. But it's not cooked at all. Tea is not cooked. Coffee is a different story. But tea is not cooked at all. Like in between serving. In between serving the soup.
Usually one person is serving it.
Let's say someone wants another bowl of soup later. Yeah. Let's say there's one person who's like leaving the bowl of soup and then bring it to the table. Leave another bowl of soup and bring it to the table. I know, I'm just going to go. You know, as long as it serves. You know, let's say you only have, you know, let's say everyone's very, you know, the husband's European, so he can't enter the kitchen. I don't mean contemporary European. But I mean like relatives like this who are a generation old and maybe European. And it was pasnish. If you were a male, then you did not go in the kitchen. And if your wife was not home, you would you know, ask your daughter who's around the corner to come boil water for you so you can have coffee. Okay, so let's say you have a case like this. Only one person, right? The wife has the ladle and hammer. So then what does she do with the ladle while she's walking back and forth to the dining room? What's that really been outside? As we discussed, there's little drops that you're recooking, but especially on a visual lach, plus buckets with a shear, plus ratio to one people, and all those stars together. That if, of course, there's only in if that someone will put their bread or matzah in soup, and it'll be a cliche. People, they don't like
really touch the cliche.
Even off. I saw it a lot of money just burn their machmer if you leave it in the pot, even off. Okay, even though that's a bummer. See. Okay, lemaisa, this is the machora. Look over, this is how the Mishnah Berurah holds. Look over, this is shot in the Mishnah Berurah, that there's no such kula as the shlishi. Look over, he says there's no such kula as the shlishi, unless you're mitzari, again, you have to explain why he left it out of the tea. Don't say because he didn't have time to deal with it, because it's like a 30-line Mishnah Berurah that got a test at the tea of Shabbos. He says everything in the world, right? He takes every pop away the tea off the shelf except for bleach leashy. Either he just thought no one wanted tea in a bleach leashy, which I think is rachok, or he just was only makel, unless you have seiruf of bishol achar afia. Okay, cash just Mr. Brewer is. Yeah, a lot of us saw that. Moves.
Seems to imply there's good, but I got just straight back.
Really? Where?
Brings it to me either. The pain in Aiden and Shapura. Oh, wow.
Really?
He is
Aiden. Dear Rabbi Buvul Alacha bin Mishnah Brura.
He doesn't make a note.
He doesn't continue?
When bringing the TV. There's a TV.
There is. Okay, it is a good question, and the answer is I am. The answer is I don't know. I'm not sure what he meant. I could ask him. I could ask him. Lemaisa, he is machmir on. Lemaisa pashas is though that he's machmir on klish lishi. Let's admit that is pashas.
Right. Just take yishuv to understand that it could be machmir on klish lishi. The only reason why it brings it in the case of pashas is that there is something to do. So it's normal to use a ladle to take from the soup, and then the melee you're having pashas in. I shouldn't get my coffee. It's not normal to go and pour it from the kettle or whatever it is into an empty cup and then put it into another cup to use it for tea. Meaning, it's just talking about what's normal to be done and used.
That's what
he's just saying.
Now, why didn't Skilly discussing why people who use extra tea? Yeah. But if you're looking for a way to make tea, rocket science to use an extra. I'm not convinced. Lemaisa, I am not convinced. When it comes to tea specifically, is a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous machlokes. How do you make tea on Shabbos? Okay, what are we asking here about klish lishi? Before we get back to tea specifically, what's the rule of klish lishi? So Rosha says klish lishi is always mutter by the bringing up. The shur doesn't sound that way, although I admit not a foolish, right? Not a foolish, right? You could talk it up.
with another shot in the Mishnah Brura, Roy Williams very machmer on Fluch Shlishi. What does the Chazon Ish say? Says the Chazon Ish, he makes a pshara. Says the Chazon Ish, leaning Fluch Shlishi, he says, B'mokam Shekhlisheni Aser, etc. The Mishnah Brura was Mikel, and I don't really think that's true. Lomatsinu Mokar Lechalik Ben Klisheni Lishlishi. Bim Torah Mispashlim Shake, Mispashlim Lishlishi. Bein of Dorotoli Vecham Maim Sheyatsu Betisbo. No. Whatever's Osir and Shani is Osir and Shlishi. But he says, really, everything's Mokar. But he says, you know what? But Matik Him and Shayna Lachumra, Bimashu Nagu Nagu.
He says, you know what? But klisheni for most things is only a minhag. Therefore, it's enough, but minhag is meachron klisheni. There's no minhag to be meachron klisheni. So, like said, there's no difference theoretically, but practically, he was megel because he says that practically he was megel because he says, really, it's only minhag to ask for klisheni. It's only by klisheni. Therefore, he says, that's the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish. L'maisa, the ma'achal regil, in any normal food, says the Chazon Ish, we're making the shlishi, but not for the reason of the Eagles Most Supreme God. Not because theoretically the shlishi is better than the shlishi, but because it's really more than the shlishi. I'm not saying this. I'm saying no. I'm not saying teeth. Oh, okay. Kind of this is a mindset for a totally different reason. Meaning, mishlishi, mutter, midina, kamo klisheni, ve'ein minhag v'achmir. That's what he says, Chazon Ish. Theoretically, klisheni is as bad as a klisheni. However, klisheni is mutter. It's just a minute not to. You have to avoid klisheni. And this is how the Shmir Shabbos Paskins. How does the Shmir Shabbos Paskin? Iroi mi klisheni v'chim klisheni. Noagim l'hakel vov lomer shloshayich behem iser bishol. He doesn't mean iroi klisheni or putting in klisheni. The apple became ein leros mayim chamin al beitza because that's kali bishol ti which he thinks kali bishol the meliach hayoshan and koyus haispanin etc.
Right, so he pops it like the Chazon Ish. He says unless you know something's kali bishol, klishlishi is mutter. Klishlishi is only usher if something is mutter kali bishol.
It's two that we were. We're also not voting for the rare.
What?
It's two things. You're not voting for the
Oh, of course, that's really the topics, right? The rare, that's the big thing. Right? The rare is.
It's not saying in terms of television.
Correct. That's what he said, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
he said we're not voting for the rare. It's not cliche. Oh, why are they known with cliche and that cliche? Because Klisheni is often Yatza Lettuce was there. No, Klisheni is often not Yatza Lettuce was there. They didn't bother me. You can make up whatever theory you want. Anyway, Lemaisa, had a Paskin. Lemaisa, very willing, very macro, Klisheni, let's get back to tea in a moment. Lemaisa, it seems that we should follow the Rishmosha, or at least the Chazon Ish. The Eger's Moshe with Chazon Ish. If something's Mokar Kali Abishol, we should be Mokar. But if something's not Mokar Kali Abishol, then we should be Mokar. Like the Shmir Shabbos Kofas. And this is the Shmir Shabbos. This is the Shmir Shabbos. This is the Shmir Shabbos Kofasa. Shmir Shabbos Kofasa says, puts the Kali Abishol. Mamish. Okay, whether it's for the Chazon Ish, then he doesn't have to commit himself to the reason. And the truth is, he's like Rabbi Ron. He likes to quote the
Mishnah Berurah is being made also, even though it's funny why he didn't say it about tea. Tzarech Iyun Gadol.
Lamaisa, I think we should follow the Shmir Shabbos Kohasa and assume that Shlishi is mutter unless we know something's Kali Mishnah. Of course, he thought tea was mutter Kali Mishnah.
Is that the reason
you're talking
about the
seems to me. That's what it's. Where's the. Is there a Moshe's here someplace, right? Alitay, right? What does he say? Deloma Tsino Elisha Beklisheni Yach Dvaram Hamis Bashli. There are some things that cook in Klisheni. But we made them actually a young one. Beklisheni Loma Tsino. That's what he says. So we have no Kali Mishnah of Shlishi. So it seems to be different. There's no such thing as Kali Mishnah of Shlishi. That's what Ramosha says. Sorry, I'm saying more. Here we go, doesn't say exactly, but quite possible. No, because the Chazon Ish was saying that's theoretically true, but since we're Tzarech Rav Yah, then we're going to need even more. Let's just do tea for a second. How to make tea. Right? Yeah. That is true. Because he's responding to the Aruch Shulchan. So it's you're right, it's not clear. Yeah, it's not clear for folks you got. But no, he quotes lots of different stuff, at least partially. Right, he's clearly passing against the theory.
So then how do we possibly get it there? Where else?
Meaning, Avraham Avinu really says, why do you pass like half the graves? That's what was quoted by the first and the associate, and then it's the half back source. Because says the right future source. Maybe it's not that we always have to follow. We have to follow the right end. Yeah. Well, the other group is, they didn't pull the part of the right sheep. I think that's what he said.
Okay, yeah.
So what's an example of something that's not. It's looked up, other than the Gemara example, but something that's not looked up, not by the
not looked up, not. You mean college? Oh.
See, something that's not college official. What do I mean, not college official?
That's not looked up, that it is college official.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
I mean,
but
what's
it? What's it? You have to do scientific tests.
Oh, regular food.
So anything that's not the Gemara.
And now the Gemara or obvious.
Oh, so what's the time? I guess I
like to say it's an oats. Quick oats. Quick oats is obviously Kali official. They make it especially to be Masasha more Kali. And that's what it's over Doc Bielser that the Bureau of going to the round. So I think that we have to say it's just Kali official. Meaning I think there's more matter by the oatmeal packets. Because that's more Masasha Kali official.
Any made to be cooked
with. What? It's made to be, especially to be cooked, especially not so hot, such hot water. I mean, why do they make these special quick oats that you can cook them without a pot? Right? All you need to do is to take hot water from the tammy arba or from the whatever the sheets are. They made it special to be Kali Mishnah. So that's Kali Mishnah. Anything they make special so that you can cook them without normal cooking devices, which does a little meat, is mukhra kali mishnah. Not nearly as exciting. You know, or the liha yasha and the beef jerky, real beef jerky. I'm pretty sure that we like to see.
Does it matter if think they are. They're crying. But, you know. No, it would be English for us. We'll see sometime there.
Sometimes there's a difficulty.
Ah, okay. If they're pre-cooked, that's interesting. I mean, what do you mean they're pre-cooked? They're like half-cooked, so they don't need to finish it? Or, that's what I wonder, even if they're pre-cooked, that might just be like puma pasta.
They're pre-cooked, but they're not cooked, you know, until they're mostly called sarco.
So, I'm not sure. If they're pre-cooked, they might be like half-cooked, which is not so posh. So, leave that to Sarkia. Let's go to tea. And I want to come back to tea in a sec. How do you cook tea on Shabbos? So,
do we have space for tea on Shabbos?
You know what? How do the rook make tea on Shabbos?
We change the tea on
Shabbos. Tea on Shabbos is typically shady. Oh, no one's making them
shady. Yeah.
Right? So, one word. Pavlo. The rook says, what do you mean? Tea is a spice. And spices are not fairly official. That's a big fish. Because it's hard to know what the sealing characteristic of pavlo that makes it a tavlo, really peppers a tavlo.
I should say groups, right?
But let's assume peppers a tavlo. Okay. Tea, it's not really a spice. You don't use it for spice foods. It's like the ichor of the food itself, right?
Meaning you drink tea.
You don't use it so much. Tea is spice. You don't eat pepper. You drink tea. So the Romans say that spice is the water. You understand? It's not so much about top. The Mimsa, I assume Rav Schechter makes tea at the Shein of Shabbos. The Rav, but no one else does. No one else accepted this. It's a little too radical to say that tea is Tavlin. We can't. Well, mice are not so much of that.
Sorry.
He is a shame.
Not because of talent. Not because of talent. Just because they're not emotionally cliche at all. Find it.
Yeah, friend. So what did you eat on the tea bag? It's only mashed with tea bag.
No, that's a different svara.
Yeah,
your son from the Rockbridge.
Svara. No, in cliche, anyway, you so much of a DM because only a shash of colored fish, right? Menucha Zava.
He thinks we're not hoshish for.
He thinks that we're not hoshish for cliching it off. Right? So you're right. He thinks like the Chazanish
does.
And we do it. Which made the Chazanish also fought on some level, right? So he said, God, Chazanish, was making it for dead, but he was not signed, should have been a no than less. And it's not good because you're sitting to your bad Jewish father. Why so that's the minute? He admits them in a Spartan. Whoa. There are some who are Mikel Legamre. Okay. Yesh. Look in Birmingham. He quotes from some Spartan who are Mikel Legamre. He also puts a robot. Check that out. Okay. Let's leave the Spartan for now. What?
You make Legamre and Cliché?
Yes. He quotes from the Menuchas Ava, who says you make tea and Cliché, because it's not Kali official, and Svardorn is not Cliché and Cliché, he says. The only Ashkenazi could be, meaning Ramah's the one who brought the Rehan, not the Machaber. Although, that's not, he's called Yeshom Rishomer, but it's not the authority. Okay. How do you make tea? If you're the Rav, it's very busted. As a matter of fact, this was one of the most dangerous things I've ever done in my life. I was so curious to know if it's true the Rav made Tina Klisheni that I asked his son. Now, his son doesn't like bothering me with questions about his father is a
And he said, yeah, we used to be in the house. Okay. So, how do you make tea? So one says the rub, the shaming, because it's tablet. And the Menuchas Ava, not Rabbi, this is what I mean. Tia's Kali Bishop, the Menuchas Ava says, Klisheini, that's the top one. Just because Spartan don't worry about Kali Bishop. Okay. The, where is this? The Menuchas Ava?
Simon?
In her Hermel Old Sefer?
Oh, yes. With the R for it.
What page?
Page 224.
From Yossi to Yimon. Amma 224 and Elra 46. He says for a different reason, because we're never Choshesh, or not we're never Choshesh, but we're never Choshesh unless there's a very good Kali Bishop. Okay, but that's clearly not the mainstream Ashkenazic side. What did the Mishnah Berurah suggest? Jeff, the Mishnah Berurah, a bunch of heterim, but they're all based on one rule. What rule does he suggest? Use the rule of Ein Bishol Acher Bishol. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ein Bishol Acher Bishol, meaning cook it before Shabbos. He just has a million different suggestions as to how to cook it before Shabbos. One way of cooking it before Shabbos is to cook the leaves and drain the, and just save the cooked dry leaves. So, the Vashel Ha'alim Lefei Shabbos, and then Ein Bishol Achar Bishol B'Yavish. Why does he question that? Right? What's the problem? No one agrees. The problem is there are two ways to cook leaves before Shabbos. You can cook them on the fire, or you could cook them just with Ivrit. And cooking them on a fire probably makes them very different. You know, and if you just cook them with Ivrit, then it's not clear they'll be 100% cooked, then maybe each lot shows that they won't get 100% cooked before Shabbos. So, problem is, if you cook Al Yedei Ibrai, then maybe they won't be fully cooked before Shabbos. And then you could have a problem. What's his next suggestion? Right, exactly.
What does Gamre mean? That means the division?
To cook it like Gamre and then not save the leaves. Cook the legamre and save the sets. Right? Meaning, if you cook the legamre to be shown and save the leaves, and then he probably doesn't like emphasize that because it probably won't be so good. His next option is, by the way, the Mishnah also says, also the fear, which you can't put in cliche, right? What does he say here? He says, Klee Rishon is usher. He wrote Klee Rishon is for sure, Hashash is for the rice. And then he says, you do Ewer from Klee Rishon, then put it back on the plate. Just cooking it on the plate. And then he says, even klisheini, gamkin usher. As we said, remember, especially since some things are kali bishul. And after tiyesha be'ha'olim gamkin shashish derais, it might be like literally usher, kuliya says, like very kali bishul. So he says, klisheini, totally usher. So what does he say? He says, maybe cook it beforehand. What's the other option? The other option is to save the sense. Right? Right.
That means the liquid.
Sense means concentrated tea. Make concentrated tea. Right? You've never seen Israelis do that. That's what all Israelis do. Tea concentrate. They just, instead of putting like one tea bag in like a cup of water, they cook like 10 tea bags in a cup of water or something or whatever, and it becomes very, very, very strong. And then you put like a little of that in your cup together with hot water. And so, tea essence. Oh, how do you put the tea essence in your hot cup on Shabbos? So one answer is, well, put in a cliche mix for Mako on
on Flishenia for the Relashim, it's not a T-essence. Whole T-essence. Make, you don't make it. Make T-essence and Umutter, right? Umutter, Lehosifo, Lehosif, also. With Flishenia, Kamo, Paul, the Verlach, Chenitzani. Or he says, if you want to be, by the way, Agav, in the Bir Halachi, he says some people are even Makel, that if you have a Verlach, Chenitzani, you can even pour from Tivisha onto it. Because some people say pour from Tivisha onto a little bit, it's not counting for Tivisha. He says, better not. Put the T-shirt. Some people say, then you could put the T-S into the cup and pour a water into it, but it's better not to. Right, that's in the Bir Halacha. That's the Bir Halacha. Yesh Mechilem Ach Le'eros Mikli Rishon Al Dover Lach Shemitzani. That earlier in the Yesh Lach there. That's the Bir Halacha right here. The last beer on Dalit, right? No. The, where's this? It's around
the,
here. The last beer on Dalit, yeah. Because look at this. Yes, and some people say, Lord, better not to. Or he says, you know, the most Mahudr, right? The most Mahudr. What's the most Mahudr? And by the way, this is what I've seen a lot of Israelis do. Whenever I go to a hotel in Israel, maybe I'll go from hotels, this is what they all have. They say, make tea essence and keep it hot all Shabbos. That's what, in Israeli hotels, again, maybe I just go to only very pro hotels, they have the big thing of hot water, giant urn of hot water for Shabbos, and on top of it, they have a little metal pitcher of tea essence, and they just keep it on top of the urn all Shabbos. Then it's the Relach Shalom Itzani. Hush it, English. Right? Yeah, no. This is what he says. This is Intamuf Cheres Midato. That's most Mahadrin min Mahadrin min HaMahadrin. The Haimu Shei Takana Essence Meir Shabbos Legamri Shalim Tzarek Leris Tzofa Od Rosh Mach Shabbos Lamach Shtik Tzarek Lishnos Yitin. Oh, sorry. Essence Solnei Tzofa Tzedra. Sorry, that was even, that was the Mu Cheres. But then he says, but the last one, like the essence, so the anal tone, but father told lots of their colleagues. And if the essence stays hot, that's even better. That's even more than Mufcheres. Even the first one, Mufcheres. This is already Mufcheres. It's not like you're not so from it. You did that. Like, that we pass the filter, but you got an extra molder, right? That's more than Mufcheres. Extra molder. Right? And then, maybe Bishal. Acher Bishal. Kishalom and Simon. That's a number question. Okay.
Maybe you don't want to rely on being
Mitzari and English or Kabish a lot with Lishani.
I believe it's just fine.
No, because Spartans say all Mashkin, you can put a cliche.
Right?
Now, give me a second here. There's a very important beer halacha, Shar Tzion. What does Shar Tzion say? In Sivkot and Samachay, Ba'ofen zeh tov yosher shi'er amayim tocha essence, latzei sidei, ba'zeh gamda asakoshim tzviya ba'ayim b'yarech debash. There is a shita. I don't think we typically briefly mentioned this. When we discussed this earlier, there's a shita. Remember, the big machlokes was if you intend to change the color by food, you've got a problem. There are some more matters that means we cheat that even if you don't intend to cheat the public problem. Hash goes only by liquids. Why? Because by liquids, it's more difficult to get a mix, like something with a strong color into something with water to make a dye or something. There are those who are machmer on drinks. There's this humra to be machmer on sobeya by drinks, even if your intention is just a drink. But Rambam says the Mishmur and the Rosh Shabbos is Greek. The Rosh Shabbos says this is a stupid homer because you're a macher, then it makes no difference which you put in the first, which you put in the second, and then you just can't drink things. And then obviously it's silly. So the Rosh Shabbos did not like this. But then Shtabura had this homer. That's what a lot of people are not talking about. Shtabura had this homer. And he says, you know what? The Derek Tzvia is to put in the Derek Tzvia is to put in the water and then the dye. Not for the dye and then the water. He says, you know what? It's a nice chumrah to put in the essence and then the water. If the essence is cold, then obviously you're not going to put in the essence and the water. So then you can work to make sure that it could be a shash malach. If the essence is cold, put in the water, make sure it's shaving, then put in the essence. But if the essence, and he doesn't have half meter of saying, oh, why not be machmir to, you know, put the essence in a, to put the water which is shaking in and pour out the essence in a shlishi, extra machmir, man, it's not machmir if it's obey, if it'll be a tircha. The tircha, this is crazy. He's just saying, if it's no tircha, you can easily, the essence is hot, the water is hot. You can put either one in the cup first and either one in the cup second, it's no big deal. Here, Kashava states, and do whatever. But the Mishnah Berurah thinks that it's a nice sura to put the essence in before the water, just the extra machmir. It's like just a nice form of the Mishnah Berurah when it's not any other halachic consideration. And the Torah also is not convenient to pay them, etc. Even though I saw it, you're the essence. We should be able to read the Mishnah Berurah does. Except the Mishnah Berurah in this case, it's big chumrah, famous extra chumrah. Of Shar HaTzion, Samed Hay. Spit. Equally convenient. And halachic, then put the essence and then the water. Okay, if all else being equal, it's good to put the essence in the water, all being equal, just have an extra chumrah in some way. I mean, you don't have it. Just like an optional chumrah. I would say, Tov Yosef, that's a nice chumrah. It's not like everyone has to do this. Well, this, when would this be enough? It could also be enough for me that if you're making cold drinks. Let's say you're making crystal. Or petzl. Petzl means they don't have crystal light. Instead, they have concentrated kids, concentrated whatever, yeah, liquid concentrated whatever cold drink. You just mix it with cold water. So it would be like a nice sort of extra hitter to say, put the powder first and then the water. Kids first, the concentrated. So petzl in Israel, because petzl means raspberry, and I guess when they first made it, they made raspberry. So they made petzl slack. It's like what I think. means photocopy. Because the first company made photocopy machines was and people older than me when you want they want a tissue mask for cleaners. So it's not exactly it's not a brand name, it's flavor, but I guess they first had it raspberry flavor, so it's just called petal. Even whatever flavor it is, it's just called petal blazers. So anyway, when you make any of these drink mixes, which obviously if they're old, probably people can use them anyway. And there's no shash in any other halacha involved, no bishul. So if you have no other issues, then it's good to put the powder or tarkiz first and then the water to avoid any shash whatsoever of tzoveya. But that's really just a big surah of the alma. Okay, but it is a nice surah all as we
using the rules of the
no, it's not worth doing anything questionable initial at all. That's like the goat. Yeah, it doesn't matter. You shouldn't do anything questionable initial. Even for, let's say I'm making coffee. You know, I shouldn't put the coffee in my mug first and then, I'm not saying it's awesome. I'm saying I want to pick up. I shouldn't put the coffee in my mug first and then pour the hot water. Because there are those who are associated that you would leave me on instant coffee. I mean, instant coffee. Look, sugar. Well, sugar. What color? I mean, instant coffee. Rather, I just put the instant coffee second and not worry about it. Whatever this tastes like, shashwana. Yes. Only all those people. That's not a lot.
That's a cool one.
Yeah,
which we'll get to.
I know it's not a random practice, but could you say that from the Sharetzim, the fact that he doesn't make you into another page shows that the Chalal Mishra is not discussing in this case of making tea, adding in a vegan?
Whatever you want.
Okay. Whatever you like. Okay, now, let's just say, what does Rav Moshe say? This is the Mishra Berurah.
Said, the Pina Gadr, the first Moshe, very Mephorish.
And again, we can argue about the defilements of the Mishnah Berurah, what it means and what it doesn't mean. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't say Klish Lishi, the Prima Gadol says Klish Lishi. Again, the main reason I think it's striking is what he's working off of Prima Gadol, six lines later, that talks about tea and bread. And it's funny that he doesn't vote him when it comes to tea. Okay, but you can make whatever deal. You can make whatever diuk you want. The question is, what about making tea in a kli shlishi? And here says the chazanish, the best my knowledge is not discussed. Says the Shmir Shabbos. He says tea. He says, you know what? Okay, I might modify this a little. He says tea. What about kali bish? After all, one of the things about Kavli Mishnah is being very thick. He is. Why don't they give us big plants of tea? Why cut it's very thin? Says, of course. As a matter of fact, tea is better quality if you have tea pieces. So why do they all sell tea bags for thin cup tea? Because. And says the Orcha Shulchan. Tea is mochrach kali abishol, says the Aruch HaShulchan. He says, I'm not talking about general rules. I'm talking specifically about tea. He says, some people say it's already cooked in the factory, but it's not. And even if it is, it's not fully cooked. And then he said that it's not, which is true. Some people make it into shemi, etc. But then he says, some people make it into shemi and then pour water from kibishim. So that's stupid. But then he says, we see that it cooks in the kishini. We see that it's a kali edition. Not a theory, not a uraya. It's mukhra kali edition. Says, and I think Rav Avadya says, he quotes Rav Avadya saying the same thing. Rav Moshe quotes Rav Avadya saying that. But, oh, that's true. The Rav Avadya's only been appreciated. Okay, look at that. Anyway, Kitzer, you're right. Said the Aruch HaShulchan, it's Mokhut that's Kali Bishol. The truth is, the Mishnah Berurah also, interestingly, the Mishnah Berurah, he puts T in Sif Dalet, not Sif Hey. And what does he say here? He says, we know there are things like Kul Yoseh Ispan in Malik HaYosha. And he says, now 1 second. Yeshvar Rakim Kali Abishal, so his bachelor of Friba had Docha Mikin Shane. Meaning he doesn't mean we're Hosha everything in the world. He says it's Milch Yoshin Kosh Espinin. And therefore, give me a word about this. I just lost it. After Yeshva Olam Gam Kin Shash Isser, De Araisa, Filuba Ofen Zah. Now, he seems to. Very, very close specifically by T. I mean, he doesn't say, and C, Sif A, where the Uraim says we're close to player. He says that maybe this is. He doesn't say C, Sif A, where the Mishnah, where the Ramah says, L'chathilu, where Nizar, etc. He says, oh, Shash is very sick. He really thinks he is responsible for helps. That's the Shmir Shabbos Golchasa. Says the Shmir Shabbos Golchasa, you can put anything in a Klish Lishi except for. Malia Hayoshan, Kul Yusa Ispanin, eggs, and tea. Okay, that's pretty strong. And Rav Moshe knows it's up against it. What does Rav Moshe say?
First he says, I think Kli Shlishi is mutter. And then he says, let's talk about tea, right? First he says, Kli Shlishi is mutter. And then he says, let's battle about tea. Let's have a very, very specific battle about tea. And he says, I saw in the Aruch HaShulchan, who says, tea is mutter that a kushin Kli Shlishi. And he says, I don't know what you're talking about.
not mochav that it cooks in a pooch lishi. It just makes the water into tea. But it would do that in cold water also. Now, who is there for the experiment? Doesn't do it so well in cold water, right? I did one, put a tea bag in hot water, put another tea bag in a cup of cold water. 3 hours later, water was really weak. One was dark brown, the other was tan, perhaps. The other one. What? Now, who tasted it with me? Yeah, it was unclear what we tasted, right?
It was unclear.
It was unclear what we tasted.
But what did we do the experiment with? Warm water.
Ah, so that's what Moshe says. But you know what? If the water's a little warm, push it. Sun tea, whatever. So he says, that's not Kali Bishel. That's just that it spreads into the water. That's a little Yama Bishel. Meaning, let me ask you a simple question. Why are Tavlin not Kali Bishel? After all, they're very thin. So, yeah, so Rosh Hashanah says, you're right, you know, they are Kali Bishel, so they got the Shulchan Aruch, the Poskim only meant cinnamon sticks. Okay, if you don't assume that way. The answer is because Kali Bishel are things that you need to cook, that you want to cook. You don't want to cook your pepper. You just want it to spread little pieces throughout your food that you taste pepper when you taste your food. That's not Kali Bishel. Quick oats are Kali Bishel. Want to cook it, then you want to go easy. It's not meaning, even if soap is thin, it's not telling official if we don't see that you're cooking it. And you don't cook pepper, you just eat pepper in your food. Like, meaning, do you tell, is there any difference to you between you have a cold dish and you add sprinkles of pepper on it versus you have a hot stew and you put pepper in it? Either way, it's the same thing. There should just be some specks of pepper in there. Pick something else. There's got to be something, right? Anyway, so that's what Moshe says. The fact that it makes tea is not Kali Bishel. That's just spreading. You don't need to cook tea. Now, he doesn't think you put tea in a klibisho. Even if you don't need to cook it, you don't need to cook carrots, but you can't put them in a klibisho. You don't need to cook apples. You can't put them in a klibisho. He understands you can't put things in a klibisho. But you can't claim it's Kali Bishel because you make tea very easily because making tea has nothing to do with cooking. Question is, what did the Aruch HaShulchan say that? Lani is dainty, I think the Aruch HaShulchan, everyone else might hold, like, before a shut my own shit. Simen, kof lamed beis. Let me just make sure I'm not lying to you. Yeah, my own shik or kain kof lamed beis. What does he say? He says, hold on a second. Where do we learn cooking from in the Mishkan? Hey, show off your Mikias if you want, and then tell me the answer I'm looking for. Okay, Sama. Okay, you know.
Look in the introduction to the Eglay Tal.
From the Sama Money. What's from the Sama Money? Like, are you trying to, like, cook the dye, or are you trying to get the color from the herbs into the water? You can say whatever you want, but the simple shot, and there's some Rishonim who say, there's no such thing in the Kosher called Sarko by Salamanin because you're not trying to cook it. You're just trying to get more color into the water. You don't see
it. Up to a certain point, which is not practical.
Says the Maharam Sheikh, he says, tea is always usher and dish because you're getting the taste of the tea into the water. That's dish of tea. Nothing with conflict. You're not trying to take the taste out of the pepper and put it into the rest of your soup. You're trying to get little specks of pepper spread throughout your soup. But when it comes to tea, you're trying to get the stuff out of the tea into your soup. That's like Bishul Samabonim. And that's Mokhrozai's guy. Everyone see that it doesn't happen in Klish Lishi or Klish Amy. It's not Kalabesh. Samabonim would happen in Klish Amy. No. But once you see that it happened in Klish Amy, maybe some other kind of tea, maybe if you had big, hard pieces of tea, it would do anything. You know, and a cliche, you know, would end up just looking like water that's, you know, with a slight tinge of insignificance. But our tea, I think the Aruch HaShulchan holds like the Maharam Sheikh, even though he doesn't say. How does he know it's Kali Bishel? How can you tell if tea is cooked or uncooked? You don't eat the leaves. What he means is that the water turns into tea. And that's whole cooking. But anyway, what does it mean to cook chicken soup? It means to make the water. It doesn't mean to make the water yatsa lettuce soup. It means to make the, when I say I cooked the chicken soup, what I mean, I got the taste of the chicken into the water. So what do I mean to cook tea? It's the taste of the chicken into the water. I have to say that. What?
Well, you're going to get if you have cold water that cuts the tea out.
First of all, it, I mean, it doesn't do it so well, but it doesn't matter. That's go back to the Lechish Melissa Ispani. That the way we paskin, that the way the Mishnah Berurah is machmir, if you soften it with cold water, that's okay. If you soften it with hot water, that's not okay. Even if you're doing the same thing, when you use heat to do it, when you use heat to do it better, that's Mishnah. Now, Rav Moshe would say, no, that's not Bishul. All right. So, it could be the argument of what the word Bishul means would apply to tea. Is Bishul mean you are cooking the leaves, so you have to cook leaves? In which case, they hate to so they cook the leaves. You never take eight leaves to see if they were cooked. Or does Bishul mean you're making the taste of the tea leaves go into the water, which is cooker? Because that's not like Bishul. Like and it works much better like they call. It's not like it would work just as well with cold water.
Even if it did.
Yes. All I'm saying is, if it were just as well in cold water, then I might say, you know what, the helper, the happy people, mile of flow, it's coincidence. But no, it works 20 times better in cold water. Okay, so here we have a big machlokas. Basically, who says T is mutter bikli shlishi, prima gadim, Igros Moshe, say T is mukher in a klisheni, in a klishlishi. Who says it's osur in a klishlishi because it's mukher kali official? The mukha, the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, says it's mukher kali official, the Aruch HaShulchan. I think also assumes this in his piece about in his piece about T. But Rob, I don't think cares. He just says cliche. And if it wouldn't be tablet, you know, the Rob obviously thinks it's book that's not. But a lot of posts are saying now back to the Mishnah Berurah. You know what? Maybe I should read the Mishnah for the other one. He thinks everything's more than the Mishnah, except for things that are Mukhav Kali Bishl. But he is Mukhav Kali Bishl. So here I'm not sure. Forget about Feigl still trying to convince me not to read this one. Here's an interesting question in Mishnah Berurah. One option is it will give everyone credence. Mutter. And was not in the mood to discuss it by tea. Mutter. And omitted regarding tea for no good reason. Or you could say, no, osur, unless there's a tzirah of the manda amar ein bishul achar fia. That's what we said already. Now I'm saying there's a possibility. Maybe he holds mutter except for tea, because he thinks tea is a mukha kali bishul, or he thinks a mukha kali bishul also against the human goddess. Maybe he thinks mutter, but tea is vadai kali bishul. Now, he doesn't say vadai, he says a chash, but more of a vadai kali bishul, right? Is a mukha kali bishul. Tea is not a neutral thing. Tea is not a stam tea. No, tea is a kali bishul. And that's where Rilad says. That's where Rilad says. What do you think? We define as kali bishul based on what tea is. It is normally cooked. So Rilad says, how can my kishlishi be made with not my tea? Tea is mukha kali bishul. Even though he says for a different reason, not based on science, it's based on sociology. So basically, you have a lot of those states, Mucha says Kali Bishul worse than regular things. You have Rav Moshe and the people that say it's not actually she. And then you have the Rav who says, no, it's better than regular things. Those are the three shitas when it comes to tea. Lemaisa, what should we do about tea?
Whether tea is kali bishul, whether Shlishi gets him out of Shlishi. So,
correct. I'm wrong. Correct. Correct.
Just someone said it in the beginning. By Kala
correct, meaning basically it's Muchakali Nishal and whatever Muchakali Nishal is also Nikhish. And then the Gunnish should say it's not Muchakali Nishal. What about the salted fish and the Nikhish? That's the big question. Correct, so they're assuming the salted fish and also Nikhish. But you don't have to agree. Right, that's enough. Meaning you're right, they're making two assumptions. And Luchat Kali Bishul are also Nikhlishi, which we have here, but that's why I notice the Shmir Shabbos Mephasa said this, the Chazanish said this. I'm going to small shot. I don't know of it. We regret it. Most of all like that. Most of all like that. But right? So correct. Correct. And then you have the Rav. The Rav says it's better than genuine food. Because Moshe and the Tumi Gadim say either it's like regular food, and that's why it's much more than Shlishi, or even if it's worse than regular food, Shlishi. And right, that's the big argument for accounts. Even if it's still much more than Shlishi, it's your Shabbos. And the Yerushalayim say, no, this is Mucha Kali Mish. This is Mucha Yashim Tumus Hesper. This is not Stan Mishkoshesh. You never know this, that, the other thing. This is Mucha Kali Mish. It's Mucha Kali Mish. And maybe that's what that explains the Sira of the Mishnah Berurah. Why did he not bring up my teeth? My teeth, he thought it was like, you say something in English. You can never say that by bread. By bread, we have no whole chacha in front of our eyes that's out of Mishnah. Just a theory of the Uranium. But he would say that by tea. Okay. Halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa. You know, it's very hard. There are, you know, Gedolim on both sides. The minhag in Eretz Yisrael, most places, is not making it to Shlishi, like the Shmir Shabbos Mephasa, and like Yerach Shochan. The minhag in most places in America is to make team in Shlishi, like the Shmaitre. Okay. I'm gonna agree this. I follow my river. Personally, I think it's Shlishi. But Lamaisa, there is a lot to be that everyone can follow their turn.
So you have two people. They make yes.
It's a very general question. Without getting into it, in my humble opinion, me is Dati. I think in general, the guy who holds like Rav Moshe can eat tea for his friend who holds like Shmir Shabbos, but the guy who holds like Shmir Shabbos shouldn't ask his friend. Kachner Lee, and who's asking me the question? I shouldn't ask someone to be my Shabbos. But you know, if he makes a maker for someone, then that's okay.
Do you hold like we're going all the way through?
No, I'll make a little sushi for my stock things, just doesn't come up that much. But the months I would not make the instant oatmeal either, but I think that's more of a color
issue. Fine, okay. But anything that would fall into the category of chocolate, which is really good.
Yeah, he hems and haws about that a little as well. But I checked his book today. He looked here. Although it was certainly taught. He liked this idea of the rain that there is being usually the same thing. Yeah, I don't think it is.
For Moshe, salted fish. What's the case?
Meaning, could you put in a fish dish?
It's your cliche. For Moshe,
you know, I
have no idea what it is. So, can you hear a quick
shame? Well, if you think of it, then if you think of like a lazy house and close this, meaning, if you're a master, if you think of the book of Kali Bishop, then or not.
So Moshe is kind of also assuming that it's not Bali Kaddish.
Yeah, for sure. Makes sense. But Lamaisa we don't. At least that's correct. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. Let me just mention one or two things. He doesn't say anything in fear of theft.
He said it was going to be spent on theft. Now that he's adopted the baby.
What?
She was spent on theft.
Where does he say that?
He allows the creations there, right? He said,
where is the Hebrew from Klishen?
Think
about Dacha. Oh, you're right.
I think we'll open that. Good.
Okay, let's talk for a second about Hebrew from Klishen. Let's talk for a second about Hebrew from Klishen. oh, no, before that, let's talk for a second about filter problem. Right? About filter problem. Let's talk about, while we're talking, let's talk about other hot drinks. Filter coffee is basically the same, or any type of, or both, right? Turkish coffee. Let's say you have coffee, not instant coffee. You have coffee grinds. Coffee grinds should be similar to tea. But in what way are they different from tea?
Roasted.
They're roasted. Hold on, if they're already roasted, then maybe they're not like tea, they're like bread. If they're like bread, then ready to issue Wurz Makel and all the postman's going to make up. Maybe even if you're macro by tea, you can be made like coffee. Yeah, not instant coffee. That's cooked already. I mean, coffee grounds, because tea is not cooked in the factory. But coffee is not cooked in the factory, coffee grounds, but it's roasted in the factory. This is a big machlokas among the modern day postkins. Says the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa. Yeah. Tea, also even b'klish shlishi. Coffee, also b'klish shlishi, but mutter b'klish sheni. Where does he say this? Also b'klish, right. In Samaches. He says, you're not allowed to, by the way, the Mishmur equates tea and coffee there. But what does he say, based on our modern day coffee? He says, don't put coffee in the klisheni, because we Ashkenazim are machber, the Yish Mishalach Arfia in the klisheni. Ulam the Indian zeh, ain matzek the kafti klivishon. If you ladled, it is okay, and huadin. Okay, he doesn't say in huadin coffee, but what does he say? He says coffee is the same as bread, and you can't put it in a klisheni. You can't put it in a klisheni, implying pretty strongly, like you can put it in a klishlishi, and that's why he only talks about tea as something you can't put in a klishlishi, but coffee puts it as bread. So he assumes coffee like bread. However, the Aruch HaShabbos disagrees. The Orcha Shabbos in Hey Hey says coffee like tea. It's roasted and Mishra is a piece of bread. Nah, it's not fully roasted. It's not roasted cold sorgho. If it's roasted cold sorgho, you can eat it. It's not roasted till it's edible. Still not edible. You ever try eating coffee? Speaking of chocolate, never mind. He's not chocolate. No means coffee grounds, he says. That show's not fully cooked, fully roasted, so it's not like bread. Bread is fully baked, right? Bread you can eat. Coffee you can't eat. It's just, it's only roasted lasoso pira, as the Yerba Tovon says. Okay, big math focus. What about if you assume tea is usher, which I think is a...
What is it that happens to you? You're not eating the coffee when you're official.
I understand. Arya says, what do you mean you can't eat it for first? You also can't eat it for first. You never eat it. Okay, Lamaisa, if tea is usher, what about coffee?
Is it coffee or?
No, chas v'shalom. What about coffee grounds? Give me a second.
Might you make instant coffee? Are you able to tell me there?
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I just like higher energy.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Well, I drink instant coffee all the time. That's because I don't like coffee.
Anymore. Isn't coffee also roasted?
I just want to roast. Someone will tell me that. I don't. I also drink it for the drugs to coffee.
Is it instant coffee also roasted?
No, it's also cooked, so it's better. Oh, give me a second. Anyway, so what does the Shmir Shabbos go custom thing? Mutter like bread. What does the Archa Shabbos say? Nope. Answer like tea. Why? Because it is soloy. Or because it's not soloy cold sarco, which is hard to tell. Lemaisa.
Even if we're not from tea, since most of them make tea, we're all made by tea, so the program can be made by coffee.
I looked around, I did a, I guess, for a Google about this question, and he sent me half of it. One way, half of it. The other way, so it's pretty big. My whole family is now making those tea, which is what you can make coffee, which is
you're going to let the tea be put in order.
Or the way Israelis do it, Turkish coffee. Like real service. Not Israelis. Israelis who vote for people. They drink German coffee. Israelis who vote for Bibi or, or Abbas or a team. Yes. Anyway, Lemaisa. We can be Mako, because maybe my tea should be Mako like most of mine. Certainly we can be Mako by coffee. Last question, what about Israeli Kusheni? Even Kusheni Catholic, Kusheni or Catholic Kusheni? We might have noticed by now, you're a Kusheni, not a Catholic Kusheni. How about you're a Kusheni? What's the dinner of you're a Kusheni? So the Prima Gadim points out that same Prima Gadim, Mamed Hay, that we keep going back to, he says, he says, "Anya should be tough mem Zion. Mash me irim klisheni am ki klishlishi being also called the chametz. Even in chametz, what are we more machmor about the chametz? Irim klisheni is okay. Irim klisheni doesn't make things chametz. Okay, nothing after all later on. Mr. Brewer quotes it actually in Hilchas Chametz.
I don't know anyone who quotes it actually. I'll say, they if they work for passion, they say they're fine with PR, and if they're home, their wife is home.
But he says this is the Ishul of Ram Lamed Hey. He quotes the Magna Brahm in Hilchas, and I'm pretty sure it's Mishnah Berurah there also in Hilchas Pesach that Irid Klisheni is not like Klisheni, and that's the assumption of the postkin that Irid Klisheni is not treated like Klisheni. However, where do we see Irid Klisheni as Aser? It says the Mishnah Berurah based on Tosos, it can't be Irid Klisheni. Because we pass in that for people foods, because we pass in again fresh bond that you run into the shop like the bishop. So plus we need to change. And that's the shulchan we of toast. We pass in shulchan urat, bain machaber, bain ramah, that irut tibishon is also in whole foods. So what did the Mishnah mean? That it's that pouring is usher davgar from Elisha Shakil's Ispinin. You have no choice but to say like the pouring here, so cotton, whatever it was. That it means Eroi Klishanian, as we pointed out, and the T-Money also says that. Lamed Hey. So what do we see from here? Say all the posts. It makes it all the posts agree about this, and there's Shabbos Kochasa, as well in Samech Gimel. Eroi Klishanian is mutter for stam foods, but also for Mucha Kali Abish.
Your
resume, we're not operating for teaching. Only Mocha Kali Mish were not teaching. Either because the Tira or because the demon. Interestingly, Yesik of Avashal? How can the Inri Klisheni be Yesik of Avashal? Okay. Yad Nech based on Machlal, you're from Klisheni, nothing to talk about. I have a Dirayim. We're not even the Mishnah Bruce. The Inri Klisheni were not like Dirayim. He doesn't say, but it's good. But Kali holds.
that were not makir for irik klishenim. So basically, when it comes to irik klishenim, and according to the Chazak Ish, the Shmuel Shabbos the Chazak Klishlishi, we're machalik between tepei and sif dalid. When it comes to irik sumra, that's enough for just klishenim, not for irik klishenim, not for klishenim. When it comes to the when it comes to things that are most then we're machlokes at least according to the Chazon Ish and the Shmuel Shabbos and according to pretty much everyone, we're machlokes for irik klisheni. Basically, what do we say here about irik klisheni? Irik klisheni that there's no Uraim Hashash. No Uraim. Meaning for stam foods, mutter, no Uraim, no Mesikim Vashel, but for Kale Habishal, no, for Vada, Kale Habishal, for real Kale Habishal, then Usser. And this is the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Hey, but it's not just Mishnah Berurah Lamed Hey. It's a Mishnah, according to the Pasim, that Irik Tikvishon is also for all foods, and what's only Asr for Abilityas Nulis has to be Irik Tikvishon. So it's Muchach that is Asr for Muchach Kali Bishon, and that's a Pasim, which is why the Mishnah Berurah says even Irik Tikvishon should be Asr for tea, which is another reason I don't think he's not for tea. Because we asked Klisheni, because he asked for Klisheni, Master Klisheni, maybe he knows. Lemaisa, therefore, anything that's not Muchakali Bishal, either Klisheni is okay.
Or they make the alternatives, that it is not the
Irish. If someone makes tea on Shabbos, meaning if you hold for a Moshe, that you do the Klisheni, can you say, well, then you might as well do it in a, through Eroi of a, then you can do the Klishlishi, say, you might as well do the Eroi Klishlishi. That's clearly what the Prima Gadin thinks, right? That's what the Prima Gadin thinks. Eroi Shalom, you know, Maflit, it's not even Maflit, it doesn't even go to the time to come out, but certainly it's not the Vashel. That's clearly what the Prima Gadin thinks. Does the Igros Moshe say explicitly? He doesn't say anything, right? Okay, but Lanias Mati, even though based on everything we said until now, based on everything that's been covered by most closely, this is a true chilak. Lanicer, Moshe was only making on the Klishlishi, I wouldn't be making more than he was, and, you know, why? Maybe he holds differently, and he's the main. But the Prima Gadin would say it's okay. But the mice wouldn't be made more than him. It really is a bit of a chitch. What about coffee through Eroi Kli Shemi? Coffee grounds. Yeah, what about coffee grounds? I wonder if he says anything here. I would think you could be makeless coffee grounds. What does Ramon say? He talks about it. No, who stole my Ramon? You have coffee? What? No, it's not. I'm just wondering. 284 coffee?
No, it's not the room coffee.
Cafe. Okay. Klishlishi. He quotes the same in our focus. Ravadi says it's fully roasted, or Kalio says it's not. He doesn't say it's a big thing, you bring filter coffee. Or from a Shani, or from a Klishlish, right? Big Nachimina.
It's always good.
No, if you're making filter coffee, not if you're making boats. What if you're making filter coffees? If you pour it from a Klishlish, and he doesn't talk about it. Maybe because he doesn't know the filter. But what would we think?
What about bread?
Pour on to the bread from the ladle? According to the Mishnah Berurah? What?
Most people are dipping their bread.
Yeah, but that's not fair because the ladle's only something. Of course not. It would seem to me. I would think there would be mutter with the irritation. I would think irritation would be mutter for coffee that is roasted already, even though no one talks about it explicitly for, I don't know why. No one talks about it explicitly. Yeah, I'm not sure where he would. I'm not sure where he would. It's not posh to me where to look. It's possible, but it's not posh to me where to look. But the Shmir Shabbos doesn't discuss it. Unless there's someplace else that he discusses it, but doesn't seem to discuss it. He also takes more seriously the suffix as to whether it's fully cooked or not. Yeah, he has a section of irritation, doesn't he? What page is it, Feigl? What do you mean you don't know? What are you?
Abby's substitution.
What?
Try not to become too early.
Yeah, I'm not so familiar with this. Eroy Mikulshani. So what does he say? Motorlers with Lishane al Dvarm Shain of Bushalim. Dvarm Shainir of Achush in his Bashlam the Kalosun. And Leitei ain't Leros Lemmy. That's like terms. So, he quotes this before Shmishra. But he doesn't say, what about Bishalachar, Afia, etc.
Say even a regular thing.
What?
Even a non-Kushkut system.
Except for things that are Mukhruch Kali Abishal, but maybe you would say this is more of a Mukhruch Kali Abishal, because it makes coffee, the same as making tea, right?
And this is more of a, because it was cooked once, because it was roasted, it's more of a calibration.
Perhaps. Okay. Anyway. Okay. Whoa. It's very late. Okay. We're almost ready to start here. What else did I want to mention? I wanted to mention, what?
Lamaisa would be much more efficient.
Lamaisa, I think, would be much more efficient. Lamaisa, I think, would be much more efficient. What?
No one's supposed to be just on the Prima Gun itself. No one would have the time to say it's Mirash of big people. Hey.
Of course, Ravadi says, but Mirisha. He says that it is.
How can we take such a far jump in your Mirisha? This is just the Prima Gun itself. Why are you assuming it's. Why is it. What's as far as the heroic Mirisha is nothing?
I mean, what's as far as the cliché is different than the cliché? They both have monosomic carbonyls. It's just, you know, how many times it was transferred and how much it cools off. Okay. I think that's all we want to say about cliché. What about what?
Lemons are enormous. But you need cliché to anchor to you. Seems so that the minute is not true, but you can put lemons in the cliche. Yeah, that's all.
Is it a ladle of cliche?
No.
Anyway, Kitzer, I'll look at instant. So there are those, if you look in the Orthos Shabbos and the Dirshu, they're from the Yashabo, and the Shashos of instant coffee or instant tea, that maybe it's not considered fully cooked. Or maybe it's considered cooked and then roasted, and then there's a dion in the beer halacha whether you can cook it again. But lemaisa, it's makobo by all the poskim, or you know, except for one or two, that ein bishalach or bishal when it comes to instant coffee and instant tea, and therefore you can put instant coffee and instant tea into a klisheni. You know what? Let's get back to that when we get to the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Ayin Aleph, where he's going to discuss this, which we'll get to very soon. So, let's come back to when we get to the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Ayin Aleph then. But halacha lemaisa,
you can put in a klisheni. Why can't you put in a kli rishon? Or can't you put in a kli rishon? We will get back to. The Rav Moshe also has instant coffee tazayin here. And he says, Pasha that ain't bishol. Pasha that ain't bishol. Acher bishol. He says, he personally makes it all of a kli shlishi. But that's just his personal. That's just his personal chumrah. There's really no. There's really no iser al pidin, and therefore he has no problem with instant. Okay, lemaisa definitely mutter to shemi. Is it mutter to rishon or not? Then he quotes here this whole shari tshuva, etc., which we'll come back to because that's instant test. So we'll pick up Mirza Hashem next time with instant tests.